My name is Dave Howard. I've worked at Rodale for about 12 years at three different magazines now. And this is a story that I wrote about a great cooking memory that involved my mom, who passed away late in the year 2000. We stood in the kitchen, my mom and me, our hands coated in white. It was the autumn of 2000. She had poured a small pyramid of all-purpose flour onto a wooden cutting board that had been around in our kitchen since before I could remember, then flattened it out and swished it around. "You have to use a lot of flour," she said. "You want to keep your hands coated." She had lived with breast cancer for more than 20 years, through two surgeries and chemo and a years-long hormone therapy treatment, and so had outrun the disease for longer than anyone could have predicted. There was no outrunning it much longer, and we all knew it. But she was having a good day, and I wanted her to teach me to make pie. That was the way it had to be. I had to want her to teach me. I had balked at her piano lessons when I was a child, pleading with her not to make me sit still when I could be running around outside. When the cancer was in remission, she earned a Master's of Divinity degree and became a pastor of a church. I attended when I was home, visiting, but mostly to hear her speak. We never clicked on the larger content. "Pie is about ingredients and temperatures," she told me. She measured the flour, the salt, and the shortening. She preached shortening, not butter. "It makes the pie flakier," she said. "One of the things about pie that can be maddening to some people and charming to others is that everyone has their own way." My mom took out two knives and cut the shortening into flour in short, quick, precise movements. She was very careful about how much water she put in. "Maybe a tablespoon," she said, but she went by eye. "All you want is enough to hold it all together." We turned the ingredients into two discs and refrigerated them. When it had chilled long enough, we rolled out the discs and cracked up as I tried to transfer the crust into the pie plate. I couldn't manage it without the top and bottom looking like a five-year-old's unmade bed. She had done amazing things when I look back now. She formed a mastectomy support group and self-published two books of songs and played three instruments and sang and preached every Sunday and generally pursued what mattered to her with the passion of someone who truly knows life is short. What mattered to me was that she loved me even when the music and most everything else she embraced failed to turn up in my net as I trawled through life. Except for pie. Even then, as she patiently led me through her process, she probably knew I'd veer off from her method and ingredient list, pursue my own way. I've made dozens of pies since, but the best one I ever touched was that day, back in her kitchen, with her rolling the old wooden pin and us coated in flour and laughing. I didn't learn everything I needed to know that day. It's been hard making it all these years since. But what I got was enough to hold it all together.